Well, now to WA, where three people are still in induced comas in a critical condition in the Royal Perth Hospital. They're among nine who were hospitalised overnight suffering severe drug overdoses. Doctors are clear that some of those admitted would have died had an ambulance not been called. As to what the drug was, well, we don't know, but experts are suspecting that it was one of a new variety of synthetic drugs. Let's go to our reporter, George Roberts. George, what were the circumstances of these overdoses?
Well, Linda, more than a dozen teams of paramedics and police were called to this inner Perth suburb of Victoria Park last night, just before midnight. And at this house, which is believed to be a share house for international backpackers and overseas students, they found nine people displaying severe signs of overdose. And those were the people that were rushed to hospital. Now, Perth toxicologist Jessamine Soderstrom has described the effects of what these drugs do to people.
What they get initially is that they get hallucinations, they get your heart racing, and what happens is that their bodies start to overheat. When your body overheats to a certain temperature for a certain period of time, it's like cooking an egg. Your proteins basically denature and you go into multi-organ failure.
That's toxicologist Jessamine Soderstrom there. And Linda, it was that kind of life-threatening drama and the sound of more than a dozen police cars and ambulances that caught the attention of local residents like Sebastian Arevalo last night.
It was just absolutely crazy. People were rushing around, rushing into the house. I think they might have thought it could have been violent. It was really scary.
Emergency crews evacuated seven men and two women from the house in the inner Perth suburb of Victoria Park, all suffering severe signs of drug overdoses. Royal Perth Hospital emergency specialist Dr. David McCutcheon.
It appears the patients didn't know where they were. They were rolling around the stretchers and at the scene, I think, pretty similar to that as well. They had dilated pupils, their hearts were racing, they were confused.
He says some of the patients would have died without medical attention. Three are still in induced comas.
They were agitated, their bodies were overheating. Several of the patients were having seizures at the scene and not protecting their airway. They're still requiring full life support in ICU.
He says it's not known what caused the overdoses.
That cluster of symptoms is quite common to a lot of illicit drugs. There are many synthetic drugs now, hundreds on the market, and we don't really know much about them. We need to do more research into that area, but many of them can present in a very similar way. So we can't really tell exactly what drug it was at this stage.
In recent years, Australian and European authorities have identified hundreds of new substances, either after drugs are seized by police or people have overdoses from them. Toxicologist Jessamine Soderstrom says the drugs responsible for Tuesday night's overdose cluster have been sent for testing.
The drugs have been taken to the chemistry centre where the staff there are doing some analysis on the drugs, and as soon as, and we'll be made aware of what it is.
The ordeal of witnessing the unfolding medical emergency is something local resident Sebastian Arevalo is unlikely to forget.
People just started coming out in stretchers. Most of them were in like an unconscious state, but some of them were, one of them was kicking and having almost like a spasm. Mm-hmm. And it was really scary.
That's local witness Sebastian Arevalo there. And Linda, Western Australian police have expressed frustration that people aren't listening to the warnings of authorities not to try these drugs, but they've also conceded that they need to and will do more to crack down on the dealers responsible.
George Roberts, thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda.